This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
Recently, we've been hearing a lot here in the gay community about the discussions, or whatever you want to call them, that have been going on between Aleph, which is the Jewish gay group, and the peak representative body for all Jews in Victoria, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria. So I thought it'd be worthwhile to review all this with the leader of that body, John Searle, who joins me here this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug. It's lovely to be here this morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, I understand that if I can try and summarise a bit of the background, and please correct me if I'm wrong here.
Certainly.
I understand that there are very strong feelings in certain parts of the Jewish community, particularly the Orthodox Jewish community, who don't accept gay people and don't accept homosexuality in the same way that, say, fundamentalist Christians have a problem with it. Is that the case?
Look, I think the issues that we're really concerned with are those of vilification and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's correct to say that the Orthodox position is one that doesn't permit homosexuality, but I see that as a question of Orthodox laws that have been around, as they have in many religions, for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
The serious issue that we need to contend with, if there is an issue, is one of vilification and discrimination. As I've said all along, I oppose discrimination, I oppose vilification in all forms.
Yeah, but hasn't there been a certain amount of that coming from, for example, certain bloggers and so on and so forth, operating from the Orthodox viewpoint?
There was one occasion a couple of months ago where a particular blog site had some vilifying comment on it, and I don't dispute for a minute that that comment was vilifying, and it's something that I oppose, and I dealt with at the time in a way that I thought was appropriate. I think an important point also to appreciate in relation to that is that it got very little attention, and very, very few people were aware of the fact that the site even exists,
mm-hmm.
or that the comments were made.
Right. Now, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria represents all Victorian Jewry, is that correct?
Well, we're the peak body of Victorian Jewry.
Right.
We have 56 affiliate organisations, which certainly cover the wide range of Victorian community, but there would be some in the community who say we don't necessarily represent them.
Yeah.
We're a very diverse community.
Yes.
The organisations we cover are political, sporting, cultural, religious, educational. So, of course, on every issue, we can't necessarily represent every person's view, but we do represent the community as a whole.
Right. Now, that community, as I understand it, is the Orthodox side of it makes up about 25% of the community. At the other end of the spectrum, you've got the progressive synagogues, and they represent about 15%, and in between you've got the Reform. So you've even within the religion itself, you've got division.
Well, we have Orthodox Judaism, we have the Progressive Judaism, we have Conservative Judaism. The figures as to how people identify are sometimes skewed, because a lot of people won't necessarily identify as an Orthodox Jew because they're not observant in all of the precepts, but they would regard themselves nevertheless as following Orthodoxy.
Right.
If you can understand that.
Yes, I can. I can understand that. You know, there are Catholics who practice birth control, for example.
And certainly in terms of our community, if you look at the synagogues we have, the great majority of those synagogues would be Orthodox synagogues, and the greatest majority of membership of synagogues in Victoria would be to Orthodox synagogues.
Right. Now, obviously, they don't accept homosexuality. If you go to the other end of the spectrum, the progressives do. They're quite positive on the whole issue. Where does the rest of Jewry sort of come in on this?
Well, I think the important point to note here is that there's no institutionalized views against homosexuality in the Jewish community. I don't think there's very much vilification or discrimination against the homosexual or the gay community in the Jewish community. There are certainly isolated episodes of that from individuals, but we've done a lot of work recently in relation to the GLBT community and the Jewish members of that community, and the clear message that I'm getting is that they are able to be a part of our community and a part of our community's organisation and structures without any fear of discrimination, without any vilification, and they're telling me they've been involved in our community for many years without any concerns.
But Aleph is not a member of the JCCV.
Aleph at the moment is not a member of the JCCV.
And were in fact voted down last time they applied, I believe.
The last time they applied was 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and they were unsuccessful. They're not the only organisation to have been unsuccessful, but they were unsuccessful 10 years ago. They have not sought readmission since that time, and my understanding is that they do not wish to seek admission at this point in time.
Well, I was talking to Michael Barnett last night. I know you've been talking to Michael as well
I
in
have.
The past. You know, he feels that you don't, in fact, take a strong enough line against what's coming out of some rabbis, particularly on the Orthodox side of things. He feels that is vilification.
Well, as I said, there was one occasion when a rabbi in the last 6 months or so said something that may have been interpreted as vilifying. Certainly, we've taken a very strong stance with the JCCV since I've come in. We've put out a number of media releases. One was the 1st of September 2009, and what I've said in this joint media release, and I'll quote from that, "My executive has been particularly diligent in attempting to ensure representatives of all groups within the Jewish community are included in community JCCV events. It is vital that all members of our community are made to feel welcome and that no sections are excluded." And I've gone on to specifically talk about members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community.
Yeah, that's your release of the 1st of September. I think
yes.
I have a copy of that one.
And I've had other releases on the 5th of October and the 7th of December. And the point that I'm making is that we're very concerned to ensure there is no vilification and there is no discrimination. And when such events do occur, I, of course, make a judgment as to what is the appropriate method to handle it. Sometimes you need to go into the public domain in a very loud way. Sometimes you make a judgment that it's better to deal behind the scenes. If there's a tiny smoulder in the corner, it may not be the best attitude to pour enormous fuel on it and create a huge issue. You need to make a judgment.
Okay, because I gather this is part of your problem with Michael in that he tends to conduct negotiations rather publicly.
Yes.
And you don't feel that's appropriate.
Sometimes it's very necessary, but on other occasions you achieve far greater benefits by dealing quietly in the background. And I can assure you, I assure your listeners, and I assure the community, there's not been one episode of vilification where I haven't taken it up with people that I think will be able to achieve the desired outcome, and that is the cessation of vilification.
Yeah, you've also, talking about vilification in more, let's broaden this out a little bit, talking about vilification in more general terms, you've recently, at the beginning of this month, you issued a statement about local Muslim leaders needing to stand up against extremism within their own community. Don't you feel a need to do that within your own community as well, to stand up against the extremists within your own community?
As I say, I talk against vilification in all forms and in all forums. And when appropriate at our own plenum meetings or our own public gatherings, I say very loudly and very clearly that vilification is inappropriate. We are a diverse community. We have a debate about many issues, and I encourage robust debate. I think that's important. But there are lines that cannot be crossed, and I've made it abundantly clear that those lines should not be crossed, and I will not tolerate it.
Well, the Jewish community is very famous for having robust debates within itself. I mean, the old joke that, you know, you put two Jewish guys on an island and you immediately get three political parties is probably, I think, still true, is it not? And that's one of the great traditions of your faith.
Well, that's what I said before. We're a very diverse community, and I encourage that diversity, and I encourage a whole different array of opinions. But when matters are being debated, they must be debated in an appropriate fashion, without discrimination and without vilification.
So where to now for the Jewish gay community with the JCCV? Are you going to be looking in the future to be more welcoming to them, to encourage organisations to join up with the JCCV? How's that going to work?
Well, can I say, since I assumed the presidency, and that was 12 months ago, one of the first policies I adopted was one of inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that it wasn't as good as it could have been beforehand, but there are improvements you can make. So I am continuing to identify the appropriate people within the GLBT community of the Jewish people.
Don't worry, we all get it wrong sometimes, and there's new letters being added to the list all the time.
But the point is to work out who should be invited and to invite them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't invite every member of our community to every event, mm-hmm. but there are certainly flagship events, and we need to have a broad cross-section of our community members present at those events, and that's what I'm doing by ensuring invitations are issued to appropriate people from all aspects of our community.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, John. It's interesting to get the other side of every story, and we do like on this program to give everyone a fair crack of the whip, and I'm very glad you were able to come in and join us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and rest assured that I will continue to engage with members of our community on all levels.
And rest assured we shall come back to you if you don't.
I look forward to speaking to you, but it'll be in positive terms. Thanks very much, Dan.
Right, thank you very much. That was John Searle there, the leader of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.